Most of the familiar pandemic statistics, new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are available on the State Department of Health and Social Services Alaska COVID-19 website, says Ketchikan-based state public health nurse Jen Bergen.
So most of this information is going to transition to that state dashboard. It's already being shared there. It has been for quite some time that's been running in the background.
There are a few ways to get there, but maybe the quickest is by typing data.coronavirus.alaska.gov into your browser's address bar. That presents a few options, pages for information on vaccination, regional hospital capacity, and cases.
Most of this information that's being posted here is going to be under this cases dashboard.
On that case dashboard are several tabs, a statewide summary, pandemic alert levels by borough, demographic info, and one labeled cases, deaths, and hospitalizations.
Most of the information that's on that local dashboard is under cases, deaths, and hospitalization tab.
That gets you to a page that shows the total number of, guess what, cases, deaths, and hospitalizations around the state. With a few clicks on the left-hand side, that can be narrowed to a particular part of the state, say the Ketchikan Gateway Borough or the Prince of Wales Hyder Census Area. It can also be narrowed by date, so you can look at, for instance, how many cases have been reported in the past week, 2 weeks, 30 days, and so on. You can also select whether to include residents, non-residents, or both.
The other thing is cases by onset date versus report date. So the dashboard locally is report date, and that means the date that they were actually told to us.
All of those selections will adjust a chart in the center of the page. Mousing over each day's bar brings up the number of cases reported on that particular day. So for a quick and dirty substitute for the local COVID-19 dashboard, go to the cases dashboard, select report date for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, click all under residents, and then narrow it to whatever time frame you're looking for. Or you can go to the Alert Levels by Borough tab and click on Ketchikan, which brings up a quick summary. There are also charts for hospitalizations and deaths. Hospitalizations are shown cumulatively by week. As of Monday, a total of 40 Ketchikan residents have been sick enough to require hospital care since the pandemic began. Deaths are broken out by month. Bergen says the hospitalization figure is not meant to indicate local hospitals' patient load. For that, there's a page on Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center's website.
So that is going to continue, and that is definitely where you get the most up-to-date information is that Peace Health Medical Center.
Now, there are some limitations. First, the state cases dashboard does not work especially well on mobile devices. The page crashed repeatedly on two iPhones that we tested for this story. It's also missing some key pieces of information about the number of people actively infected with COVID-19 and where they're believed to have caught it. But Bergen says those metrics aren't as useful as they once were.
So really, really important in the beginning of the pandemic to track that active cases. As we see that, you know, that community spread, it's harder to know when people recover and track that number as a whole.
As for how people caught the virus, as the state reduces contact tracing, there simply won't be as much data to report. But Bergen says nurses are still keeping track of who gets sick and where.
We still on the background will notice if there's some kind of cluster, meaning for some reason there is an outbreak locally at, say, a food processor or a school or a congregate setting. Public health will still be aware of that. It just won't be posted on the dashboard.
One more limitation, the state and local dashboard numbers don't totally match up. For instance, when I spoke with Bergen late last week, the local numbers for the past week were about 4% higher than the state's numbers.
That difference does exist because there is a little bit of a lag between cases reported locally versus cases reported to the state.
But still, Bergen says the state dashboard gives a good overview of pandemic trends, whether cases are high or low, rising or falling, that can be useful as residents make decisions about what measures to take to protect themselves and their community. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.